Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. There's been a rise and then there's also been a fall in the coaching industry. And I wanted to talk about it because I feel like nobody's really bringing this up. It's like we want to like sweep it under the carpet. Nobody wants to really talk about it because in some way, shape, or form, it means it's not working. Or maybe, you know, it's going to steal people's dreams, their hope, their vision. And I'm here to really actually cast a vision for us and also to clear the air. I know as a pioneer, as someone who stands as one of the top leaders in the industry, it is my due diligence to have these crucial conversations with you and to really, you know, hone in on what really we, you know, the focus is and what has happened and how we can do better and so on and so forth. And so here I am having it with you because it's one of those conversations I feel like people are craving. There's a lot of questioning. There's a lot of like wobbliness and disbelief and cracked belief. And I'm here just to mend that up, to sort of plug these energy leaks that so many people are feeling in their spirit. So I feel like what happened in the coaching industry over the last year and a half is like the 2008 market crash. You know, it was just one of those things that had to happen in our space in order to keep it pure and clean and potent. So I want to explain what I mean by that. I believe that the coaching industry is a sacred place. To be a coach, to be a mentor, to be a consultant means that you have a spirit, a heart, and a mind that really is generous towards wanting the best for others. It's this selfless act of, I have gathered all of this expertise, all of this wisdom, and I just desire to give it to people as generously as I can so that they get to maybe skip over some of these hurdles that I had to walk through, or they get to learn in a faster way than I did, or they get to gather this wisdom and I wish I had this when I was in their shoes. And that really is the spirit of a mentor and coach. It has to be a service-based attitude, value system, and vision. Because if we're doing this for fame and fortune, it's just not going to last. And this is what has led to the crash. So I want to ask you, if you're someone who is in any way, shape, or form in a coaching mentorship role, which I would imagine many of you are, because even if you're not a quote unquote business coach or life coach or health coach or whatever it is, you likely have a team, you're in mentorship of some sorts. And so this is a sort of a call to action for all of you to look at how you are viewing your business, the vision you host, into the world. How is this rippling out? And is it pure? And is it clean? And is it crisp? And is it really the way you would want to be led? And it's just sort of a reflection moment. Because what happened is the coaching industry started with these icons, these gurus, these people who we look to, like Tony Robbins, who had gathered so much just experience in their lives. They had this massive experience and wealth and success. And, you know, they had really learned a lot. So we looked to them as our North Star, this beacon of light of what is possible. And we soaked, you know, in their words and we hung onto their words and we cared so much to learn through them. And all of a sudden in 2020, in the pandemic era, people just sort of got their eyes on the possibility of doing an online business. And I love that. I love that the curtain was pulled back and people saw the potential of what an online business can create and the lifestyle and the freedoms and the expression of ourselves out into the world. I think this is fabulous. Like I'm not standing in the way of that. More, please. But there were a lot of people who didn't do it for the right reasons. They didn't step into the online space and the coaching and mentorship world because they genuinely wanted to help people. They did it because they saw a lot of hype marketing that showed big numbers, big success, gorgeous lifestyles, and thought, oh my gosh, I want this too. And I have the time and I'm at home. I'm going to try to do this. And they started for that reason. So I want you to pay attention to the seed that took root when you decided to do your coaching and mentorship business. Was the seed, I desire a lifestyle and money and freedoms, and so that's what took root? Or was the seed, I really want to help people. I have a service and a servant-based leadership to myself, that this is the seed that took root? Because it matters, and it's something just, again, to sit with and discern and say, okay, well, maybe it was the seed, fame and fortune was the reason I started, but you can actually take different root. You can actually plant a different seed moving forward. And this is a phase of tidying up of sorts. But again, a lot of people haven't had that discernment, haven't had that reflection, and the roots have gotten deep and they planted into the ground. And a lot of them are disappointed. A lot of them are closing their doors. A lot of them are moving on. A lot of them have polluted the industry. And I don't believe it was done with ill intention. I believe people do the best they can with what they know, but this is the crash that we're in right now. It's the sifting. If you think about what they used to do in rivers with gold, right? You would put this sift into the bottom of a river and you would shake it and the sand would fall back down to the bottom of the river. And then these golden nuggets would stay in. And that's exactly what's happening right now. We are just sifting through the industry and the cream will rise to the top. The gold nuggets will stay on top. And it's the time now to really ask yourself, are you in this like forever, ever? Or are you in this for a sliver of time because you thought you could do this? And yeah, sure, maybe even thought I could help people. Like there was that purity in a sense, but it wasn't the leading factor. You did this because you thought, I want to go and like have this nomad life. I want to be on private jets. I want to have the fancy bags. I want to have 100K month. I want to just do all these things. And friends, I still have those dreams, those desires. It's not that I don't have that. It just doesn't lead me. What leads me in my mentorship is a sincere approach, a constant focus on wanting to serve, support, and grow epic entrepreneurs. I think about it, I talk about it, I eat it, I breathe it. Everything I do is to support the people who are in my world to build a life that takes their breath away, to have heaven on earth today. And so if that is how you are filtering through, guess what happens? The lifestyle, the money, the visibility all starts to show up, and it shows up and it stays. It's sustainable because it came from the roots of purity. It came from a place that really was meant for any coach or mentor. You've got to be doing this for the right reasons. And so if you're in this right now and maybe you haven't touched success the way you thought you would yet, but you're like, no, that is my seed. Those are my roots. Like I really genuinely want to help people. I really know I have something to offer. I want you just to be patient right now as we sift, as it starts to just like let the ones that were in it for the wrong reasons fall away. I don't want you to feel like right now the industry is falling apart. It's over. You missed the time. You know, it's saturated. All these scarcity tactics and language that holds people back from shining bright. I want you just to be patient right now and allow the dust to settle in the room. If you think about it, even like the analogy I gave you with sifting in the riverbed, think about the sand falling back in the water. The water looks a little murky, a little muddy, doesn't it? Until the sand falls back down to the bottom of the river. That's where we are right now. The gold is still rising. The gold is still being found. It's just the water's a little murky while the sand starts to drift back down and people go back to doing other things, whether it's going back to their career or seeking a pivot of sorts. It doesn't make anything wrong. As a matter of fact, there's so much right in this right now. There's so much good in this right now because the ones who were in it for the right reasons in the first place will have more visibility. And the industry is also being held to a higher standard. I mean, I don't know if you felt it, but I certainly feel it where our clients and potential customers are like drug sniffing dogs right now. They can feel it when you are in this for your own fame and fortune versus really genuinely wanting to create something with them and co-create with them. It's not about how little can I give to you and charge you the most. It's how much can I give you with a price point that matches us. And like I could just jam on so many things and so many micro topics within this, but just know that the industry is being, you know, sort of cleaned up and tidied up to be good again, pure again. And if you can see this through, and if you can hold your head up high, roll your shoulders back, and actually start to shine some more light on you right now while things are sort of slipping down to the bottom of the river and there is less noise, it allows your voice right now to be heard even more. Like, use this as a spark of inspiration for yourself versus this bom, bom, bom. Oh, the industry isn't what it was, or people aren't doing what they used to, or people aren't making money the way they were. I'm here to tell you, yes, we are. You know, Becoming Iconic has already received over $1 million in revenue for 2024, and it's not even the end of Q1 yet when I'm recording this. I mean, yes, we are, but it's like done in such a better way, if I may say that. I feel like my clients are making empowered, conscientious decisions. I feel like my relationships right now with my clients are so tidy that, you know, we've crystallized our partnership, our relationship, and our commitment to each other. I feel like right now I am actually being sort of celebrated more than I've ever been celebrated before because people have hired other coaches and felt that they were just another transaction, felt like they didn't really matter. They felt like a side project or an afterthought. And so they've had those experiences when they come into the world with me, they're like, oh my goodness, I had no idea this type of service was available. I wish I had had this years ago, but I know it happened at the right time. People had to really realize what a great mentorship experience gets to feel like. And how would we do that if we've never had some that maybe didn't live up to our expectations? It's very similar to relationships. How would you ever really savor and celebrate and show so much gratitude for your partnership now if you hadn't had some that didn't fit or taught you the lessons of what you didn't want? Now you're able to really celebrate that person and really, you know, just be so grateful for those attributes that you were really desiring and didn't have in the past. It just amplifies the goodness, and that's what's happening. So again, the coaching industry is not falling apart. The coaching industry right now is being sifted, and the people who started for the wrong reasons are pivoting and moving away. So be it. That's actually a good thing. We want that because it was not good for them. It was not good for their clients. It was not good for the industry. And those who were in this and have been in this and are starting this for the right reasons, trust me, trust me, trust me. After 18 years of being an entrepreneur, this is not my first rodeo. I've seen this happen over and over and over again with trends. The people who stay the course, who stay focused, who continue to show up, who let their voices be heard are the ones that will literally build a coaching and mentoring business that withstands the test of time. The legacy will start to show, but it does take some strength and courage in these moments to not participate in the lack, but to say, no, I know I'm doing this with purpose. I know I can change people's lives. This is what I have been designed to do. This is my mission in life. And so I will not quit on my mission. I will stand through this. I will rise through this. And because of that, I will be on the other side as that golden nugget that people see, people hear, people feel, and people trust. So that's the good news. And I wanted to bring that to you today. And it's really, really important that you reframe this in your mind if you've been someone who's participating in the lack, if you've been someone who feels like you are white knuckling or scratching and as you scale like the surface of the mountain, just like take a breath for a second. Anchor in. who you are and what you are doing here. And if you're really in this forever, ever, if you're really in this because this is your mission and purpose, this has no timeline. You're doing it until. And so be that type of leader who stands in that, who realizes there's no urgency. This is something I'm doing forever, ever. And so I'm going to do something really great today. I'm going to be the best version of myself today. I'm going to really mind my mind and mind my spirit that I'm not participating in lack or scarcity or fear tactics. And instead, I'm realizing this is such a good time for the industry where, again, the ones who were meant to be here stay, and the ones that were meant to be here for a moment and do something else, they leave. And everything is good with that. There is no wrong in that. There's just this incredible purity that's going to shine through on the other side. That's the good news for today. Friends, let's go make it a great day and make it a great week. Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.